The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus shall be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there'll be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old. When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Most of you have heard of the New Age movement. How many have heard of the New Age movement here? Okay, one of the most dangerous things that the New Age movement has done is that it's insinuated itself into some Catholic books, very liberal theology, in which they say that there is the possibility of reincarnation. That's one of the tenets of the New Age movement, is reincarnation. Aristotle calls it the transmigration of souls, but it's the same thing. And what it means is that you're born, you live a certain amount of years, then you die, but then you come back again and you enter into another, what can I say, it could be a body, it could be an animal, it could be a plant. So if you live a very noble life, you can return as maybe the Queen of England. But if you live an ignoble life, you return as a toad or a frog, okay? Or a tadpole, okay? So that is what one of the tenets of the New Age movement, the spin-off into reincarnationism. And I've had Catholics that have asked me as a priest, "Father, do you believe in reincarnation?" Especially the young people. And I think once they asked me, "Do you believe in reincarnation?" Right in that moment, there was a few ants that were walking in front of me, and I said, "No." Okay. You understand that? Because I would have been killing my great-grandfather, okay? So I don't believe in reincarnation. And you can't believe it either. And it's an Oriental, an Eastern philosophy that they believe in other Eastern religions. So, if we believe in that, you heard my talk yesterday, that negates the whole idea of the Paschal Mystery. Yeah. So everything I said yesterday would go out the window. If you embrace the New Age, that's just one of the tenets is reincarnation, is that you're born, you live, you die, you're transformed, transmigrated, you're reincarnated. And the wheel of existence goes around, and then you die and you enter into nothingness. So the Gospel today, Jesus speaks very clearly against that. What do we believe? We believe, instead of the cyclical Eastern vision of reality and history, the Judeo-Christian vision is linear. Theirs is circular. What do I mean by linear? Linear is this. You're born, you live a certain amount of years, you die, then you go up or down. It's as simple as that. So you're born, you live a certain amount of years. It's the linear interpretation of reality. Then upon dying, you either go up or down. The Gospel today, you don't have to have a degree in theology, biblical theology, to understand it. It's not complicated, the parable of Jesus. But Jesus would use parables from nature, from human events. And even though this is 2,000 years ago, we all, maybe we're not fishermen, but we all know what a boat is, we know what water is, we know what a fish net is, we know what fish are, we all know that, even though this is 2,000 years ago. So Jesus used the example of a fisherman that throws his net into the sea, and he pulls in the net, and he's looking at it, and there's some good fish, then there's some bad fish. So what does he do to the bad fish, the rotten fish? He trashes, he throws in the garbage. Whereas the good fish, he holds on to so that he can sell them or maybe even eat them with his own family. Okay, what is Jesus saying? Okay, the bad fish are people that live bad lives, immoral lives. They live bad lives, they live immoral lives, and they die in that condition. So they die, and basically they die as a rotten fish. You ever smell a fish? How about a rotten fish, no? Can't imagine any women going and getting some rotten fish perfume and spraying it on them before they come to Mass, no? I doubt that, no? So, dead, rotten fish, I mean, it's very graphic, is symbolic of those who live a rotten life, morally speaking, and they die with rot. And let's pray that we don't die that way. That we don't die that way. On the other side of the coin are the good fish. The good fish would be the good people, like yourselves, say thank you, Father, but like yourselves, you're praying, you're coming to Mass, you're coming to conferences, you're going to confession, you're saying your rosary, you're practicing at least a little bit of penance, okay, all that. So you're the good fish. And the good fish are going to be stored up, and they'll be used. So, judgment. This gospel is a gospel on judgment. For we as Catholics, we believe that there are two judgments. Two judgments. There is the particular judgment, then there is the general judgment. And you can read this in greater detail in the Catechism of the Catholic Church and my spiritual exercises program. I have a week on the last things: death, judgment, heaven, hell, purgatory, and eternity. That's one of the weeks of my 10-week program. But the particular judgment is this. Right now, we're living in the time of God's mercy right now. Soon as you die, mercy's over. Okay? Mercy's over. So take advantage of it now. Take advantage of it now, my friends. Otherwise, it's too late. Take advantage of God's mercy while you still have your life's breath. So then, once you die, you go before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. And what you're going to do is, it's the moment of truth where you give to Jesus the book of your life, or the CD of your life, or the DVD of your life, or the YouTube of your life, or the Instagram of your life. Use whatever image you like, okay? But you're going to be giving that to the Lord, and the Lord is going to watch or read that book, so to speak, with you, or the movie. And it's the moment of truth. If it's a movie, you can't say, "Well, Lord, from when I was 20 to 45, can you go out for intermission and get some popcorn and get some maybe a Cracker Jacks?" No? You can't do that. You can't do that. You have to see the whole movie of your life with Jesus Christ. And you can't go like this: "Lord, don't look. Lord, don't look. Don't look." Okay? You can't do that. You have to see it all. And then Jesus is going to make a judgment. He'll say, "Well, this was your life. This was your life." I'd like to tell you a story that I heard on EWTN. It's a story of this priest. I think his name is Father Schurer. I think he got the same name as of that pitcher that beat the Yankees yesterday. It's a German name, Schurer. Not Schurer, but Schurer, I think, was the name of the priest, almost. And he was not living a good life. So he got in a car accident and he died. And he went before the Lord, and the Lord said, "Okay, well, you're a priest. You know, you did this sin." And he said, "That's right, Lord. You did this sin. That's right, Lord. You did this sin. That's right, Lord. You did this sin. That's right, Lord." They were all serious sins. And the Lord looks at him and says, "Well, okay, you're condemned to hell." And he says, I know, Lord. Right in that moment, the Blessed Mother comes in and looks at Jesus and says, "Lord, give him one more chance." And Jesus says, "Yes, Mother." And he came back to life to tell that story. Wow. And I'm a priest, no? What a story. Remember that story. Because that could be me, that could be you. So for clinging to anything such that we still have some of the bad, rotten fish, let's get rid of it. Right now. Let's get rid of it right now. and try to be holy in the presence of God. Amen.